It was President Gwen Hawthorne's final day as president and first day as a citizen. She finished her speech, took a hit from her inhaler, and walked towards her head of security. "Now what?" she said anxiously, climbing into her private plane. Her phone rang, the call from an unknown number. "Hello?" said Hawthorne. "Gwen, welcome to the club! Former President Stephen Smith, it's great to hear from you. What's going on?" "Just wanted to say congratulations on a successful term, and that we will see you shortly." "What?" said Hawthorne. The line went dead. Gwen was blindsided by a fist, knocking her out cold. A few hours later, Hawthorne wakes up outside a mysterious building with nothing but her clothes and inhaler. She enters and rides the elevator to the 10th floor. The door opens, and Stephen Smith welcomes her. "Gwen, we're so glad to see you!" Smith hugs a nervous Gwen and walks her into a gorgeous space that is part office building, part living space. "We love gaining new members," says Smith. "New members of what?" Several others join Stephen and Gwen. She smiles. They are the 7 other living former presidents. Gwen begins to cry. "I've been so nervous these past few hours." The room fills with laughter. "Let's give you the tour." Gwen sees the entire space, including a beautiful room, which is hers. A large red phone catches her attention. "Thank you, Stephen. You've been so gracious." "So what happens now? What do we do here?" "We help serve the current president." "How do you mean?" "Well, we wait for the call." "The call? Like on that red phone?" "Yes, any time the current administration needs help, they give us a call. Sort of like a presidential council." Gwen pauses, concerned. "That's strange. I never thought to call when I was president, and I don't recall a red phone in my office." Stephen nods, but says nothing. "So how often do you get calls?" "Good question. Our last was over 30 years ago." A lump forms in Gwen's throat. 30 years? So what do you do to pass the time?" Stephen pauses and wipes his brow. "We wait." Hawthorne catches her breath and reaches for her inhaler.